Well, that was, you know, always good to win this game and be able to move on. You know, got to give these guys a lot of credit that we didn't play particularly well, but we hung in there. We ended up making enough plays to win. Got to give Billy and the Texans a lot of credit. They played well. They did a great job defensively. They, you know, knocked the ball off us. We fumbled. They intercepted us. We had too many balls out, and lucky we didn't lose more than we did. But in the end, we were able to take the ball away and play good in the red area defensively. That was helpful. And, you know, able to come away with more points. Big day for Rutgers. Big day for Rutgers. They all had interceptions, and we'd love to see that. Love to see them for anybody, but especially if we get three of them. That was big. Kickoff return, obviously. You know, we haven't had a return for a score all year, and could have come at a better time. So it was really well executed. We had a lot of good blocks, double team block. Nate on a trap block, McClellan on Peters. So, you know, we got the key guys we need to get there. DM made a good run. So we're going to have to feel like we're going to have to play better, coach better. I think the coaching was all that good tonight either, so I have to play better, I have to coach better than we did tonight, or there won't be much left in our season. So hopefully we can do that and up our level of performance next week. But again, give the Texans credit. They did a good job. They defensively, they gave us a lot of problems. We had six first downs in the first half, so we threw up a couple of prayers and came down with them, made a couple good catches with Chris and Julian, but just done that. Didn't have any consistency at all offensively. Couldn't run it or throw it very well.
Bill, a question I had is kind of related to what you're saying. Is there a point at which you can look at this and figure out how much of it had to do with what they were doing and how much of it was kind of self-inflicted?
They're one of the best defenses in the league. I mean, I don't think there's any question about that. I mean, whatever stat you want to look at, they turn the ball over. They're good on third down. They're good in the red area. They're good against the run. They're good against the pass. They're good against everything. But, you know, a lot of mistakes we had. We had penalties. We had drop balls. We had threw the ball right to them. We fumbled it. I mean, it's, you know, you give them credit, but we got to do better than that. I mean, we're going to play against another good defense this week, so.
Hey, Bill. Defense was strong in the second half, especially after you gave the ball back to the Texans. You guys got the three interceptions, played really well, like you said, in the red zone. Let's talk about that a little bit. And just what was the difference with the defense compared to the first half?
First half, they got the ball on the 15, 20-yard line or whatever and scored. So, you know, we gave up a lot of field position against our defense. I thought defensively we hung in there. Would have been good to stop them one more time, but, you know, a couple of those drives were short drives. They had one long drive in the third quarter, where they drove it down, kicked a field goal. You know, we had some opportunities to get off the field defensively, you know, penalties and, you know, could have stopped a couple more plays and gotten off the field when we had opportunities to do that. But, you know, I thought we hung in there. We had a couple sudden change plays with bad field position and, you know, kept them out of the end zone. So, but, yeah, we can do a better job defensively. We had to tackle better, rush better, cover better. So, I mean, we'll need to play better this week and coach better too. I mean, like I said, I think coaching was all that great either, so.
Deion Lewis had bounced around to a few places before you got him. He had a great game tonight. What did you like about him when you got him, and what does he do in general for your team?
Yeah, well, Deion's good with the ball in his hands. You know, we've seen that multiple times through the last couple of years. So he's quick. He's hard to tackle. He's got good balance.
Bill, to kind of follow up on that, how hard has you have obviously seen him work all year long to get to this point, starting with the OTAs, a little bit of a setback, and to get to this point where you trust him in a game like that, what does it say about how hard he's worked to kind of
get? Yeah, he's worked extremely hard. There's no question about that. He's worked extremely hard. he was working really hard last year at this time when the team was at the end of the season and in the playoffs last year. So, you know, this year, you know, he has an opportunity to play. So, you know, I'm happy for him. He's worked hard. He earned it.
Bill, how important was Ryan Allen in this game in terms of establishing good field position?
Yeah, field position and, you know, handling the cold balls on the kicks. And Joe doing a good job of snapping. I mean, I thought those operations were good. Joe snapped well. Ryan, you know, kicked well, got the ball up in the air for us. You know, gave us a chance to cover. They did a good job on our gunners, but we had a, you know, Ryan had some good plus 50 punts, out of bounds there. Matt downed one. So putting him on the long field, that was huge. But I thought he, not that the snaps were bad, but just handling them on a night like this is not the easiest thing in the world, but he did it well and Steve put him through. And so that was big for us.
And just the situation where they had to reset the play clock and initially called a timeout. Did he bring that to the officials' attention, or did they see that?
Yeah, well, he was looking for it because the ball wasn't spotted. But I guess they switched, you know, bringing the K ball and switch it. It wasn't spotted, and so Ryan was looking for the reset. He didn't get it, and so I didn't want to take a chance on it. So I just took the timeout there. Then they reset it, gave us back the timeout, and I think it was just, you know, the officials. I mean, they got it right. They had to work through it a little bit, but they got it right. And but it was a heads up play by Ryan looking for it. And like I said, at that point, the points were more important than the timeout. So if we had to have used the timeout, then we would have used it rather than lose 5 yards and on that field goal attempt.
Bill, just the points before the half. May seem like a little situation, or, you know, a little margin of error there before halftime, just difference between 7 points and 3 points. But how important was it to get those points on the board before halftime?
Yeah, it was good to be able to get the last opportunity there. You know, we drove it down. We got the ball at about the 1-inch line, but couldn't get it in. And when we got, you know, I might have thought about going for it on fourth down, but when we lost yards there on third down, the ball was on about the, I don't know, 1, 1.5, whatever it was, instead of on the 1-inch line, and that kind of changed the I didn't really think very much about going for it at that point. So it's good to get the 3 points. We had the ball to start the second half because we deferred to start the game. But would have been nice to get 7, and we had a couple of good chances. We just didn't get it done. Again, like a lot of things tonight, if we don't improve in those situations the next time we play, it'll probably be the last time we play. So we got to take advantage of our opportunities. We got to coach and execute better, and so hopefully we'll be able to get that done this week.
Bill, you know more than anyone how hard it is to win one game in this league. How extraordinary is it to be in the position to go to 6 straight conference championship games?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, great to be playing at this time of year. You're one of 4 teams that are left after the weekend. But, again, I mean, I don't really care about the other 5 years right now or however many years it's been. It's the only thing that matters is this year. It's this team and what we have an opportunity to do and what we need to do to, you know, to move on to play again. So we can talk about all of this stuff some other time. But for right now, it's just this team and getting to the AAC championship game and playing our best game next weekend. That's what we're going to need to do. We're going to need to play our best game better than we played tonight.
Raise your hand if you have other questions.
Good. All right. Great. Thank you.